This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 19th. God's word for you today is on mission. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 19. And it says, "For all of creation is waiting, yearning for the time when the children of God will be revealed." Four things that can help us get purpose and direction for our lives between when we became alive in Christ and when we will be with Him physically in heaven. The first is reveal Jesus. Between resurrection and ascension, Jesus went about revealing Himself to people. People will be in a gathering, having prayer meetings, eating, or having a discussion, and Jesus will enter into their midst saying, "Peace be unto you." Imagine that right now. I just walk through the wall where you are and say, "Peace be unto you." What would you do? Would I be saying, "You are not supposed to be in this place. Why are you here?" Hopefully not. The first thing we see that Jesus did and we should do between when we come to Christ and when we become one with Christ is to reveal Jesus and make Jesus known. You can be a banker, lawyer, engineer, politician, or the president of nations. Your number one assignment is to show up like Christ in people's lives, bringing the peace of Christ and making Him known. You may be a footballer, basketballer, musician, artist, chef, or stylist. Your number one priority is to reveal Christ and make Jesus known, just as Jesus went around revealing Himself. The second thing is to make peace with people. Jesus reconciled with Peter. "Yes, you are saved. But who is the Peter you need to reconcile with?" As believers, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus reconciled with Peter, and there is so much in this. Some people are so short-sighted that they insist on holding on to unforgiveness for life. No, if you are a child of God, you need to reconcile. Reconciliation is a total mystery in the sense that it brings peace to your heart and peace to your situation. Jesus made peace with Peter. In the same way, you need to make peace with people. You cannot be a child of God, and in your office, you are the one causing the problems. You are the carrier of the gossip. You are the one causing division. No, make peace with people. Jesus also made peace with the other disciples who ran away. The third theme is to use the supernatural to solve problems for others. We saw Jesus healing the sick in those 40 days between resurrection and ascension and performing miracles. It caused the disciples to have a miraculous catch. What this means to us is we are to use the supernatural to solve problems for people wherever we are. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to reveal Jesus, make peace, and solve problems everywhere I go. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.